good afternoon, you guys. I am Karen Elizabeth, Patton Jack's baby girl, and welcome to Karen's Inquisitive Corner. Thank you so much for joining today. We've got a great show. Please do like and share this show with this information. So let's go ahead and get started. Today's topic is going to be Lyme disease. Now, some of you all may have had the diagnosis of Lyme disease. Maybe a child or someone in your family had Lyme disease. If so, let us know in the comments. Let us know what happened, how you went through it, and so forth. We would love to know about it. So let's get started. Lyme disease. Approximately 1,000 different types of ticks around the world. I had no idea that it was so many different types. In the United States, there are approximately 90 different types of ticks. Okay? And these diseases that the ticks are able to transmit to humans, it's really over 15 different types of diseases. Who knew? I had no idea that it was so many different types of ticks. Now, one of the diseases, of course, is Lyme disease. Some of you all may have heard of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. My uncle actually had that disease. We'll do another show on that. But the disease that we're going to talk about today that is transmitted by ticks is Lyme disease. Now, you can see in the slides the different types of ticks. I tried to just show you some of the different types, a few of the different names, just to give you an idea of what actually is out there. Now, there are different, I guess you would say, age groups of ticks. You have an adult tick. And that tick is about the size of an apple seed. From there, you have the nymphs, if you want to say nymphs, or maybe the teenage tick. That is about the size of a poppy seed. Now, you can imagine how very small and minute these seeds are, which also makes it harder for you to identify or even find a tick. If you saw something on you the size of a poppy seed, you would probably just brush it off and never think that it was something that actually could harm you. The larva is about the size of a grain of sand, and that is the baby tick. Again, no way that you would think that it's a tick. You would just brush it off like it was a piece of dirt or something. Now, some ticks can also be the size of a penny. So some of them can actually be large enough for you to see them and actually identify what they are. The CDC said, statistically, they have had 476,000 cases of Lyme disease in the United States every year. Almost 500,000 cases of Lyme disease. And statistically, the CDC is saying that these cases are increasing every year. So this is not a disease that just happens kind of, you know, fly by night. People are not getting it. In the United States, over 400,000 cases of Lyme disease each year. That's a lot of cases. So in looking at Lyme disease and looking at ticks, let's talk a little bit about ticks, okay? Now, when a tick bites you, it actually uses its mouth parts to cut through your skin. And what it does, it inserts something like a feeding tube in your skin, which acts as an anchor. We all know what an anchor is to keep it in place. So it's going to go to your skin, it's going to bite your skin, it's going to insert something like a feeding tube, and it's going to anchor it underneath your skin. Then the tick is actually going to feed on your blood until they become full. So they're actually going to be sucking your blood out until they become full. Now, this can actually take place for several days. So yes, people can have ticks on them and not realize that they actually have them, especially in their hair, under their armpits, under their knees, and so forth. Now, many different ticks also will secrete something like a cement-like substance to keep them firmly in place and attached to your skin. So once they connect to your skin, they're not going anywhere. Now, ticks can be basically anywhere. They can be in tall grass, they can be in bushes, plants, and so forth. Now, ticks are usually not going to be out until when it's warm or moist, okay, outside. The warm time, I think, is usually between May and August, where ticks are actually going to be outside, and they're actually going to go to the warm and the moist parts of your body also to connect to and attach to your skin, like your groin or your hair, your armpits. That's where they're going to go to try to attach and connect to your skin. And again, once they attach, they're there because they're going to anchor themselves in your skin, as you can see in the pictures on the slide. Now, tick bites usually don't hurt when they first happen, but your skin may become red, as you notice in the pictures, itchy after the bite, or even a few days after the bite. So yes, what we're saying here is you can get bit by a tick and not actually know it until a few days later, or up to 2 weeks and not even know that you got bit by the tick, okay? If you don't remove the tick first, it will eventually fall off. Once it's full and it's got all the blood it wants, it will eventually fall off. But we're going to talk about how to remove a tick if you find one on you. Now, the black-legged tick, or the D tick, is the tick that is going to give you Lyme disease. That is the tick that carries the disease of Lyme disease. Okay? Now, as you can see, we have the three different age groups, as you will, of ticks. First, the larva, which is the baby. And then we have the nymph, which is like the teenager. And then we have the adult male and the adult female. And I want you to be able to look at these pictures, because if you find a tick on you or a family member or a child or something that just came in from a field trip, I want you to be able to identify what it is. So that's why I have these very clear pictures of what a tick is and how it looks. Now, these are some pictures that actually show you after the tick has bitten you and has anchored the feeding tube, or anchored themselves in you, have drawn out the blood, and have entered Lyme disease, which is a bacterial disease. We've talked about bacterial diseases in the corner often. Now, this patch, the red patch, as you're seeing on the screen now, it's going to slowly appear and it's going to slowly enlarge. And they actually compare it to a bullseye appearance. And if you look at it, you can really tell how it looks like a bullseye. One thing that I found in studying Lyme disease, which I did not know, is Lyme disease can actually come and it can go. It can come and it can go. So you can actually have Lyme disease, be treated, and it's gone. Later, maybe weeks later, you can actually still have some of the signs and symptoms of Lyme disease come back, treat them, and they go, and then they can come back. So these pictures actually show you how the disease looks on fair complected skin compared to darker skin. It's going to look a little different. The bullseye is not going to be as visible on dark skin as it would be on fair or light skin. Okay, but it's still there. And I definitely, again, I wanted you to make sure that you saw the insect, the tick, and be able to identify the tick, the deer tick, who's going to give you Lyme disease. And I also wanted to make sure that you would be able to identify how it's going to look on your skin. So please pay close attention to these pictures, and you will be able to identify if it's a tick bite or maybe it's another type of bite. But you always want to go to the doctor, walk-in clinic, and let them give the final diagnosis. Okay, don't try to treat this at home. Always go to the doctor. And again, we have some more pictures here on brown, darker skin, and on light, fair skin, how it's gonna look. Now, going on and talking about Lyme disease has many, many symptoms. And I'm going to make this a little bigger for you so you can actually see the symptoms. Now, some of the symptoms include mood changes, fever and chills, headaches, joint pain, muscle pain, a stiff neck, numbness, weakness. You're not able to move your face muscles. And actually, I read where your face muscles can actually be paralyzed, that you're not able to move them. Who knew? I didn't know that. You can actually have irregular heartbeats. Your heart can actually skip beats. And if you have Lyme disease and you do not get it treated, it can affect your heart permanently. You can have meningitis. I didn't know that. A buildup of fluid in your joints. A lot of times that fluid is going to be in your knee joint. You can have poor sleep, dizziness, and even vision issues with Lyme disease. So these are some of the signs and symptoms that may indicate that you have Lyme disease. Now, again, as we say a lot in the corner, the signs and symptoms or how a disease may affect me may affect someone else very differently. So you don't want to always compare, well, I have this and I have that and you had this. Well, it may be something else. Again, you always want to go to a medical professional and let them give the final diagnosis. Now, with Lyme disease, the treatment is going to include, if the disease is found at an early stage, then you're going to take PO or pill antibiotics by mouth, about 10 or 14 days. It is 100% curable. It's caught early and it's treated. 9 times out of 10, if it's caught early, you're not actually going to have any side effects after it's treated. Now, again, it can come and go. But most of the time, it's going to be treated and it's going to be gone when it's caught early. If it's not caught early, you could actually be on antibiotics, pills by mouth, for up to a month. If it's caught in later stages, you can have IV antibiotics, which means that you are going to go into the hospital and they're going to give you antibiotics through your IV. Again, it is 100% curable, but untreated, it actually can be fatal. Remember, one of the side effects and one of the symptoms of Lyme disease is having heart issues, and it can actually affect your heart to the point where it can be fatal if it's untreated. Again, it can clear up on its own, okay? Because we've talked about how our bodies heal themselves over time if we don't take medication, how the Lord just made our bodies that way to heal ourselves, okay? But we don't want that to happen, because if you have these symptoms, you know something is going on, it's abnormal. If you find the tick or not find the tick, if your rash areas look like a bullseye or they don't look like a bullseye, you know something is going on because your body is different than it was before. So if you have Lyme disease and you do not get treated for the Lyme disease, then you can have these symptoms that can show up later. Just like if you have it, the symptoms can come back. They can leave, they can come back. If you have Lyme disease, you do not get it treated, then later you can have muscle pain or a stiff neck or numbness or a buildup of fluid in your joints or just dizzy or eye vision issues and you don't know why. It could be because you had Lyme disease and you didn't know it. Now, prevention. Lyme disease is usually really, really high during the months of May and August, okay? When it's warm, when it's hot, it's kind of moist, it's raining. So you want to make sure that if you do a lot of walking, if you do a lot of hiking, if you do a lot of camping, or just out in the park, you want to make sure that you stay away from high grass. You want to wear long sleeves if you're out hiking, walking. You also want to spray insect repellent, not just on your skin, but also on your clothes. I didn't realize that. So you always want to spray it on your skin if you have any skin that's visible, or you can spray it on your skin and then cover up your skin with clothing and spray it on your clothing. When you get home from the hike or the walk, you want to make sure that you remove your clothes, that you inspect your clothes, your skin, your hair, and then take a really, really good shower and wash your hair. So we've talked about what a tick looks like. We've talked about the different sizes of a tick. We've talked about the type of tick that can actually give you Lyme disease. We've talked about that it's over 15 diseases that ticks carry. It's over 1,000 ticks across the world. In the United States, we have approximately 90 different types of ticks. We've talked about the signs and symptoms, and we've talked about if it's untreated, it could actually be fatal. So now let's look at how to remove a tick. So you went on a hike, you come home, you remember what you've learned on Karen's Inquisitive Corner, and you identify that it's a tick. You do not want to remove the tick with your fingers. You want to get tweezers, or you want to get a paper towel or some type of tissue to remove it. And you want to grab that tick by its head and pull up. You do not want to grab the tick by its body, because if you do, you can actually crush the body and leave the head inside your skin. So you want to grab that tick by your head, like flesh to the skin, and pull it straight up. Now, if you pull it straight up and you do leave a little of it left in your skin, leave it. Do not try to dig in your skin to get that little piece out, because you've gotten the majority of it out. You want to make sure that when you remove that tick, you grab it by the head, you pull it up, you look at the area, that you wash that area really, really good with soap and water. You also want to wash your hands with soap and water. After this, monitor that area of your body to see if it's going to have a rash, if you're going to have the bullseye appearance, if it starts getting red, scratchy, itchy, then you probably want to go to the doctor and have them diagnose it. So as I close, I really hope that you all learned something about ticks. I seriously did. I did not know all the information that I read. It was really, really good information. So please, please do like and share. Now, as I close, as usual, I always say what I know that I know that I know. What I know is at some point in your life, at some age in your life, some people younger, some people older, some people never, but at some point in your life, you get to the point where you really don't care what people think about you. You really don't care what they think about the way you dress, the way you look, the way you walk, the way you talk. The only thing that concerns you is that you are doing it the way that you want to do it. You're not at all ashamed about your blessings that God has blessed you with and the favor that He has shown you, because you don't care what people think or their interpretation of how you obtained it, because they don't know what you went through. They don't know what you've gone through and how the Lord has blessed you. You don't answer the phone anymore. You look at your ID and you say, oh, don't feel like talking. And don't feel bad about it, okay? It's easy for you to say no. No just kind of flows off your tongue, just really easily. No. And you don't feel like you have to give an excuse for why. Why is not even accepted in your psyche anymore, that somebody asks you why, because you're at the point that why is because I didn't want to, and I do not have to give you an explanation for that. You don't have to explain your praise to anyone, even if they ask, why are you shouting so much? What has the Lord done for you? You can always tell them what the Lord has done for you, because the Lord wants us to tell people that. But you don't have to explain your praise or feel obligated to explain your praise, because that person does not know what you've been through in your life anyway. And you're probably not going to tell them. You don't have to explain your actions anymore, or even the reasons for your actions. You just do it because that's who you are. So the bottom line is, at some point in your life, you do you, and it's okay. You all have an amazing day. This is Karen Elizabeth, Patton Jacksberry Girl at Karen's Inquisitive Corner. Thank you so much for joining. I have so many shows for you all. I just cannot get them all in. But I'm always open. I always want to know what you want to hear in Karen's Inquisitive Corner. I've got a new website. I've got a lot of new things coming out that I'm going to be sharing with you soon. You all have an amazing day. And I love you. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.